Spin 103.8. This is Spin Talk with Lauren. Today on the show, I would like to talk to you if you or anyone you know has ever experienced prenatal depression. As I said a little earlier, a listener asked us to bring up this topic because it's something that's important to them and they feel that there's just not enough awareness about prenatal depression. We had an incredible reaction the last time we discussed postnatal depression on the show. But prenatal depression, I suppose, we don't hear of as much because when you get pregnant, it's supposed to be such a wonderful and happy time. And what would you have to be being depressed about? So we're going to talk about it today, but I want to hear your experiences. So I'm on 087 711 1038. You can text or WhatsApp if you would like to come on. We would love to hear from you. Madge Fogarty joins me now, founder and chairperson of Postnatal Depression Ireland. Hi, Madge. Welcome to Spin.
Thank you very much, Lauren.
Thanks for coming on, Madge. As I said there, we've spoken about postnatal depression on the show before and we had a whopper reaction the last time we discussed it. So many people came on and shared their experiences. But we don't hear as much about prenatal depression. What is it, Madge?
Prenatal depression is when somebody gets depressed when they're pregnant. It's usually, the most common time is in the last trimester, where the mum gets down herself, anxious, not sleeping, not eating, crying at the drop of a hat. But it can actually happen any time during the pregnancy. And I've come in touch with many women that have had prenatal depression for the whole of their pregnancy, which is just incredible. And, you know, you can't go on medication, you know, until you're very close to the end, really. So you have to try and cope with it on your own, which is very, very difficult. And as you said, nobody talks about it, but there's a huge amount of it out there. So we in the group now, we support women with antenatal depression as well as postnatal depression. Because as I say these days, it's nearly as bad as postnatal depression was in my day. But again, people are afraid of it. They're ashamed of it. They don't know who to turn to. So we would always, I give talks at antenatal classes, and I always would encourage the mums to go and talk to their GP if they're worried. Talk to their obstetrician, tell them how they're feeling, so that they can keep an eye, and this is the important thing, okay? Mm-hmm. For the majority of women, once the baby is born, it goes away. So that's really important. But there are a very small minority, say 1% to 2%, that might develop into postnatal depression. So that's why it's so important to talk to somebody about it.
Just in case anyone is a bit confused, antenatal and prenatal, it's the same thing. It's while you're pregnant.
It's two names.
But the lingo, if you've never been pregnant, like I was reading about it this morning, like if you've never been pregnant, the lingo just mightn't be that familiar to people. Madge, can I ask you, women who are diagnosed with prenatal depression, have they a history of depression or mental health issues, or can it just happen to anyone?
It can happen to anyone, but it is probably more common if you do have a history, if you've had depression yourself. Actually, there was a girl in my class 2 weeks ago, and she had suffered from depression, and now she had antenatal depression. But she was half expecting that, you know, that that might happen. But it can also happen the other way around, that there's no history. So it's sort of like depression, really, postnatal depression. You can't say one is going to get it and one isn't going to get it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. And you mentioned anxiety there as well. And this is something that I wanted to tap into because I'm sure lots of people are anxious when they get pregnant. Maybe it's planned, maybe it's not planned. Maybe the home situation isn't ideal. But also maybe you just haven't got the support system around you as well. And the reason I mention that is a lot of our listeners might be familiar with Grace Rattigan. She's been on our show before and people might follow her on Snapchat. Fritty Flossie is the name of her Snapchat. Because she lost her mum just as she found out she was pregnant. And just from my own experience, having lost my own mum, getting pregnant is something that causes me a lot of anxiety. The thoughts of doing it without your mum, I think, can upset an awful lot of women.
Yeah.
Is that something you've come across?
Yes, I agree. Yeah, it can be a major. And the anxiety goes across every depression, really. I think anxiety is a major factor, you know, and it is very hard to cope with it. And of course, also, if you have people that have had IVF, you know, you can imagine the anxiety they go through, you know, wondering are they going to hold on to the baby and whatever. So it covers a huge spectrum I always say to women, if you're worried, concerned, for God's sake, go and talk to somebody. Don't suffer in silence. It's better to talk to somebody and get it checked out, okay? Mm. Because, you know, talking definitely helps. And at the moment, we have a mom in the class that has, in the support group, and she had postnatal depression on her first, and she's actually so anxious that it might happen to her the second time round because she's now pregnant, that she's
coming for
the last few months, you know, and she's talking out her fears, which is really important. Support is so vitally important. That's all I can say.
Because, I can imagine talking to friends and family sometimes with the best of intentions, you know, people can feel, but you're pregnant, especially as you said, if you've gone through IVF, you're pregnant now, like this is a happy time, you're there, and people might think that maybe you're ungrateful. That you're so stressed out and anxious or feeling depressed while you're pregnant, that's maybe why people feel they can't talk about it.
Yeah, that's true. And I mean, I know other mums, you know, their mum had depression. So, of course, that's an added stress then. Are they going to end up with it, you know? But, you know, I know that's another mum came to the group and she was saying, look, she said, I know I'm going to get it because my mother was so bad. And I said, look, no one is sure. You have to stay positive and look on the positives and, you know, try and mind yourself and take one day at a time. And the good news is she never came back, you know. So she didn't get it, like. But sometimes we can just presume, you know, and give ourselves a hard time.
Yes. And that's the thing, women, we are so hard on ourselves, Madge. I bet you meet people all the time who are just really beating themselves up.
Oh, unbelievable. And we have such high expectations, you know, that this is going to be the most wonderful time of our lives. And, you know, and it's not that easy. And being a mom for the first time is not easy. You know, but you have moms out there saying, oh, you know, I'm going to do this all by myself. I'm going to show everyone that I can do this and I don't need anybody's help. We all need help, okay? Mm-hmm. That's vitally important. So whatever support you're offered, for God's sake, take it. And don't be afraid to ask friends and family for help. That's what they're there for. They're there to help you.
Madge, just before I let you go, another question I wanted to ask you is whether or not antenatal depression can have an effect on the baby. Are you there, Madge?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about that one.
Okay.
I wasn't expecting that.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's fine. No, I don't think so. Look, it's the same as postnatal depression. You know, I know women that have ended up in hospitals, separated from their baby, and, you know, it doesn't, babies don't, they notice if you're missing, all right, but, like, it doesn't have a lasting effect. That's
okay.
All I will say. And that's the most important thing.
Yeah, and that's good to know, as
you know,
we said.
Mums are beat themselves up about that, you know? And they feel so guilty and whatever. So, no, you just need to look after yourself.
Yeah.
And you need to get as much support as you can. And I just wish more people would talk about prenatal depression. Because it is out there, you know, but it's just another thing that we try to ignore and pretend it doesn't happen. So therefore, women that have it are afraid to talk up about it.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Madge, I'm sorry for putting you on the spot, but I'm glad you addressed that because, as you said, I think women are so hard on themselves. It's good to know that your baby is going to be fine. Just you have to take care of yourself. Lovely to have you on the show again, Madge. Thank you so much.
Okay. You will give out our details, I hope.
Yes, absolutely. We'll fire them up and we'll give them out throughout the show. Thank you so much.
Okay. Listen, you're very good.
Thanks a million, Madge. Good to speak to you.
Bye.
That's Madge Fogarty, their founder and chairperson of Postnatal Depression Ireland. And great to have her on the show. Some great advice there. Take support when it is offered to you. Their website is pnd.ie and I'll get their number for you in just a sec. But if you or anyone you know has ever... Oh, sorry, I have it already. 021-4922-083. That's 021-4922-083. And their website is pnd.ie. That's Postnatal Depression Ireland. They also talk a lot about antenatal, which is prenatal depression. You heard Madge saying they have a support group running at the moment. If it's something that you have ever experienced, as you heard from Madge, there are so few people talk about it. I would love to speak to you today. Maybe pregnancy wasn't the wonderful time that you thought it was going to be. You weren't very happy. You weren't feeling good in yourself. How are you now? Did you get support or did you feel you couldn't tell people what you were going through? Text or WhatsApp me now. I'm on 087 711 1038. Just have to say this before we go to our first caller, Shauna. Whenever we talk about something that's sensitive or that can be hard to put words to sometimes on this show, I'm always blown away by how incredible you are and how open you are and some of the messages that come through. Just since speaking to Madge there, some of the messages that are coming through, like on Facebook, which is open, like people can see those messages, how honest you're being and some of the texts that are coming through. So well done. I know it's not easy, but we really appreciate it. And this just helps raise awareness about these topics to hear your stories. There's no point in me sitting here banging on about something that I've never experienced and I don't know about. So when you come on and you tell your stories, you are just so wonderful. So thank you for that. I'm on 087 711 1038. And as I said, Shauna's on the line now waiting. Shauna, thanks so much for coming on.
No problem. You're welcome.
Shauna, was this something that you had talked about before, having gone through prenatal depression?
No, it wasn't. I suffered very bad with depression when I was pregnant. So my little girl, Olivia, nearly two years ago. There was times when I didn't even look in the mirror at myself or my bump, and I wanted ways to get out of the pregnancy and never have the thought of giving birth in my head at all.
And what was it, Shauna, do you know? Like, had you thought about getting pregnant before you were expecting Olivia, or was...
No, it was a total shock getting pregnant. Now looking back at it, it was a blessing in disguise, but it was a total shock. I never, cut a long story short, I had gone to doctors and hospitals, and they told me that I could never have a child, and they told the husband that I went now, he would never be able to have a family unless we went down the IVF route. So it was totally unexpected.
And did you want kids?
I did, not at the time. It was too early. I was only after get my life on track with a career that I had loved and everything. So okay. it wasn't at the middle top of me.
Okay. And so when you found out you were pregnant, how did you feel?
My response was angry, shocked, you know, this happy. I thought of way, you know, I was in a relationship with my partner at the time, but it wasn't happy. It was very negative.
Okay.
It was, you know, what am I going to do now? You know, how am I going to get out of this pregnancy? And I can't give birth to this child. I'm not going to do it. I'm never going to go into that hospital and give birth.
And the thing is, Shauna, pregnancy is a thing that people get so excited about. They're so happy, and there's so many people that can't have kids. So when you can, I'm sure like you felt maybe ungrateful in a way because there's so many people that can't. So you're battling all that as well.
See, you don't think, like, you know, people have to realise women don't necessarily think that it it's a great thing. For me, I really didn't think it was a great thing. I didn't know how to react with the pregnancy, you know. It's just so hard. I had no feelings for the child whatsoever. And now, like, I love my child with all my heart and everything, but I didn't feel anything.
And like 9 months of that, Shauna, that must have really taken its toll on you.
It did, physically and emotionally, I felt. And even my partner, he was over the moon because he knew he was told he could never have children, and he got tests to say that he could never have children. And he was absolutely over the moon. He booked 3D scans. He got clothes for the child to try and make me happy. And he tried to book a clay making class from my bump, and I didn't want any of that. I was so negative towards him. I told him that I didn't want to carry the child. I didn't want anything to do with it if I had to go into hospital. I tried to, you know, I really tried ways to get out myself. I was thinking of going in different routes of, you know, maybe if I went down the country in the car and never came back, and, you know, all these thoughts went through my head, not just for the first few months of the pregnancy, for the whole lot of the pregnancy.
And then what was it like when you had her?
When I had her, she lay underneath the light lamp, and she lay there, and her father was shocked, and it took me about 25 minutes to realise I actually had her. And I don't know whether they were tears of emotion, obviously happy emotion, and I just screamed, really screamed hard, and was crying my eyes out when I had her, when she lay on my chest.
Shauna, you hear all these things that people tell you about having kids and how incredible it is, and you just don't hear enough of, you know, how awful it can be for people. And I just think you, obviously yourself, were going through such a difficult time emotionally.
I could never look in the mirror or anything, and my friends kept telling me, you know, oh, it's amazing, it's a great feeling, you want to get pictures of a clay model with the bump in it. I didn't want any of that. That wasn't any of the feelings that I was feeling. You know, people looking at my bump, at my mom, calling the unknown bump, oh, it's beautiful, you know, you look beautiful. I didn't feel it. I did not feel beautiful or happy or, you know, waiting to expect my unborn child. I didn't feel any of it. And it is, you know, people mightn't think it, but it's normal for a woman to feel like this. And, you know, you do need help throughout it if you're feeling that low, because it took a toll on me. And looking back now, I wish I could have enjoyed a pregnancy. It's something that I'm not sure whether I'll have a second child for a long time, or is it going to happen? But, you know, it's something that I would have loved, and to look back and say, oh my God, look at the bump. I was big. I got big. I just didn't want any of it.
I know. And like, look, you have Olivia now, and like life keeps going, you know, and like, she's your little girl, as you said, like, blessing in disguise. You're so glad to have her now. I wouldn't, Shauna, rule out the idea of maybe getting in touch with Postnatal Depression Ireland, because as Madge said, there are so many women who aren't sure if they want to have another baby because of the traumatic time they go through with their first pregnancy. So maybe get in touch with them. I don't know what your thoughts are going forward, but I really appreciate your honesty today, because it's not easy to talk about. So thank you so much for that.
You're welcome. The main thing for people is just open up, and if there is something that you want to talk about, I know you might be ashamed or not feeling great about it, but it's good to talk to someone.
Thanks so much, Shauna.
You're welcome. Thank
you. Good to speak to you today. That is the reality for a lot of women, that pregnancy isn't this wonderful, happy time. It was awful for Shauna and quite traumatic. You know, she didn't want to be pregnant, and even giving birth, like, she just didn't feel that she was ready. There are so many people getting in touch about their own experiences. I really appreciate it. Lisa says on WhatsApp, I suffered with both pre and postnatal depression. My 4-year relationship broke down after I was 6 months pregnant, and he turned out to be someone I didn't know. I had to move home from a different country at 6 months pregnant. At the time, everyone was saying, oh, it will be okay, you'll have your baby, there's loads of single mothers out there, etc. So I didn't feel like I could say how I was really feeling. I felt pressurised to be happy and to get on with it, when really I wasn't happy at all. I didn't sleep, I avoided everyone and everything, both before and after the birth. This spiralled into postnatal depression, and I didn't seek help for nearly 2 years. There is help out there, so even if you don't feel like you can talk to family and friends, call the Samaritans. I did seek help in Samaritans and Living Life Counselling Service in Bray. They were amazing. And just to give out the number again for Postnatal Depression Ireland, who also deal with prenatal depression, their number is 021 492 0083. Their website is pnd.ie. Catherine has been in touch to say, thanks for the chat about prenatal depression. It needs more awareness. It's so difficult, people not understanding. It doesn't meet the criteria of normal depression, as hopelessness is not a factor, as you have hope for the little baby. And also it's confusing because pregnancy causes tiredness. We need more awareness of this topic in the general public. Thank you. And I said that earlier on, that I'm sure it's natural to just be anxious and over the edge a bit anyway when you're pregnant. You can have a lot going on. I mentioned Grace Frilly Flossie on Snapchat. If you follow her, you will have read her blog, Being Mum Without Mum, you know, and how difficult that can be, and the anxiety can cause when you don't have a support network around you. Another says, I'm in work, so I can't talk, but I had prenatal and postnatal depression. I spent my whole pregnancy crying and then worried that I was going to cause the baby damage by feeling the way I was. But I had a great doctor who listened, and after my daughter was born, I got great support in the coom and therapy after. My daughter is 6 now and life is so much better. Never be ashamed of how you're feeling. There is help out there. And really important to mention as well, Madge Fogarty said it earlier, you will not cause damage to your baby, but the most important thing you can do is take care of yourself. And that, of course, will be good for your baby then. Ali says, hi, when I was expecting my third child, I got prenatal depression. I tried for years to conceive and needed help on all three. But my third pregnancy was so hard. I was on 13 antibiotics through the pregnancy. I had gestational diabetes and a low-lying placenta. I was in the hospital at least once a week. I had two children at home to look after. It was draining and I felt like a failure. Hollis Street Hospital recommended I see their psychiatrist and it was the best thing ever. I'm good now, thank God. And it's wonderful that our maternity services out there can spot the signs and see maybe, right, this person is not dealing well, or maybe they have a lot on their plate. They are a little more drained than usual. But for friends and family, I think this conversation is really important today. I'm not saying go home and point at the nearest pregnant person to you and say, are you suffering with prenatal depression? But maybe just be aware of the signs and be aware that it is a thing. Pregnancy isn't automatically a really happy thing for every woman. Rebecca joins me on the line now. Hi, Rebecca.
Hi, Lauren.
Rebecca, thanks so much for coming on. I was just saying earlier how I'm just always blown away by how open people are, and I really appreciate it because it's good to raise awareness about these topics. So thank you. Tell me a bit about your experience of prenatal depression.
Well, it started pretty much from the time I found out I was expecting. I was quite young at the time, but my daughter was planned. I literally started vomiting, and it turned out I had that thing called hyperemesis gravidarum, which is extreme morning sickness.
Is that what Kate Middleton has that people are always talking about? Okay.
Yeah, but I had like, you know, the extreme version where there was no break. I was vomiting maybe 60, 70 times a day to the point where I was hospitalized for the majority of the pregnancy.
Oh my God.
It stopped, I'd say, about 4 weeks before the end of the pregnancy, but I was so depressed in that time. I just couldn't understand why it had happened to me and why me, you know? And I was quite young as well, and it affected my whole family. Like, my mum nearly had a breakdown trying to take care of me. My partner, who's now my husband, he just didn't understand. Doctors never, ever even mentioned the word prenatal depression to me. It was never said that I had it. It was never mentioned. I was just told, you've got hyperemesis and get on with it. You know, the only treatment for it is a drip. So my mental health was absolutely, like, not even discussed at the time. So after I had her, I literally sat up the next day and it was like a whole new world to me. I had no depression. I ate, I drank, not drank alcohol, but I was able to eat and drink again. Yeah. And the depression just lifted. And then I suppose I got married and, you know, we moved home. And the next step was, I suppose, another child. And I made a conscious decision in my early 20s then to have another child, okay, knowing it would come back. They had warned me that the hyperemesis would come back. Yeah, it did. It came back at 6 weeks. Again, I was hospitalized, but the prenatal depression on my second daughter was horrific. I wanted to, you know, not be here anymore. I didn't want to be on this planet, and I couldn't understand why when I planned this little baby and I had a little girl at home, and my husband didn't understand. He couldn't cope with it. And again, the doctors never mentioned it. I was put on antidepressants. I was put on Xanax, and I was told, take that. That's it. Just take that and you'll feel better. There was no why it was happening. No rhyme or reason for it, you know. No one ever explained to me why it was happening. And again, as soon as I had her, it went. But now I'd never have any more children for fear that would happen again.
Oh God, Rebecca. And like, have you spoken to other people since that have gone through the same thing? Like, as you said, there was no rhyme or reason for it. But like, do you hear people talking about it?
No. No, not at all. I've never met anybody to have hyperemesis. And I really firmly believe that if I hadn't have had hyperemesis, I don't think I'd have been depressed. Do you know what I mean? Okay. I do believe they came hand in hand, because it was all new to me. Being pregnant is hard enough when you're young. I suppose I was buying a house at the time, so there was a lot of stress there. But just to have the nurse say to me, take that. I remember one time being so bad, I was literally rocking back and forth on the chair. And my mother came in and said, look, she's not right. Like, you need to do something. And they said, yeah, there's a psychiatrist on their way up. Psychiatrist came up. I was so depressed and mentally ill. I didn't even know where my tongue fit in my mouth. I'll always remember that feeling. And she said to me, you need to get a grip, because this is not just about you. She said, I'm going to put some music on now and I want you to concentrate on it.
Yeah.
And I remember saying to her, like, you really think music is going to help me be okay? And she said, well, there's not a lot more we can do. And she walked out and I never seen her again. That was in a very known Dublin hospital.
I think that's, like I mentioned earlier on about this idea that people are like, but you're pregnant, it's the best thing ever and you should be so excited. And also this idea that this isn't just about you anymore, there's your baby. Of course you're concerned about your baby, but you're still
Well, I was very concerned about her because I really didn't think that I'd get through 9 months. I didn't think I'd make it.
Yeah.
At that stage, I really thought, I'm going to go. I'm not going to stay on this planet.
Oh my God, and, Rebecca.
And literally, like, the day I gave birth to her was the happiest day of my life. Like, literally.
And was it the same second birth? Like, it was gone then?
Absolutely. Like, it was like a whole new world to me. I was up, dressed, showered, makeup on before my first daughter came in to meet her sister. It's like literally you're pushing the depression away from you at the same time as giving birth. It's amazing how it can lift. And thankfully, obviously, my daughters weren't affected by it, although you do worry.
Yeah.
And I'd never have any more children again because there's not enough out there, not enough support, not enough understanding, nothing. So,
how old are the girls now, Rebecca?
18 and 11.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, so they're, I was wondering.
Yeah, they're big girls,
Sorry, I'm surprised because they're that, you sound so young, but the fact that they're that bit older now, but you can still vividly remember how horrific
like
that
it
was.
Scares me. The thoughts of having any more children scares the life out of me because I would never go through that again, ever. Ever. No amount of money would make me go through what I went through again. And I feel so sorry for pregnant women now. I don't look at them and go, I'm jealous of you. I'm like, nope, been there, done that.
You don't feel broody. Rebecca, unbelievable. And I'm so just so glad you're okay and the girls are okay. Thank you so much for coming on and sharing.
Thanks a million, Lauren.
Lovely
Thank
to
you.
Speak
Bye-bye.
To you today. Great to hear people's stories. And I know it's shocking. I know some of it's scary. Like, I started off feeling anxious at the thought of ever having children. I'm worse now. But that's not the intention of this. And there is support out there, as we heard from Madge. But I suppose it's just to create awareness that this does happen. It's not always this wonderful thing. But there is support, I promise. And your kids will be okay. You heard Rebecca there, her daughters. It's not a bother on them. But it is a very serious thing, antenatal depression or prenatal depression. If you or anyone you know has ever experienced it, I want to speak to you today. And also, if you are the partner of someone who's gone through it, what has that been like for you? We can change names. Absolutely not a problem. Thank you so much to everyone who's gotten involved so far for your honesty. I really appreciate it. I'm on 087 711.
This is Spin Talk.
You're welcome back to Spin Talk with Lauren. There are so many of you getting in touch. I really appreciate it. And lots of messages to get through. But just before I do, I had mentioned that the reason we're talking about this today is because a listener had got in touch asking us to talk about prenatal depression, something that just isn't talked about very often. But also she shared her story, which we're not going to get into too much, but she has agreed to come on and join me on the line now. We've changed her name to Fiona. Hi, Fiona, and thanks for your time.
Hi, how are you? I'm a bit nervous, so excuse me.
You're okay, don't worry. Just, I suppose, tell me and the listeners why you wanted us to talk about this topic, why it's something that's so important to you.
Basically, it's just, it's not made aware in many hospitals. It's always postnatal depression. And for me, maybe back in the time, it was probably, my little one be six now, so it would be 7 years since I was pregnant. There wasn't a lot of people that knew about it. There was like a small minority of people that may have had it. There was a long waiting list to see the hospital psychiatrist, regardless of whether you were private or public. And in between them times, you just didn't know what to do with yourself. Like within the first 3 months, I was fine. Nothing. I was grand. I was happy out. I also got pregnant with my twin sister and with my sister-in-law. So when this hit me and I was asking them how they felt and they were all happy and perky and stuff and I just wasn't. It started off with panic attacks and kind of got worse and then I couldn't sleep and then I actually just, I couldn't eat. My life was just hell. I just, if I grabbed that 2 minutes sleep, I was happy because I didn't have to think about what to go through for the day. Like I couldn't sit down. I just couldn't put my concentration or focus on anything. And it's not saying that I couldn't put my focus on the baby. It's just that you are such in this realm of like doom that like you don't even think about the pregnancy. And as the girl that said before, you don't want to be here. And it's not with every mother that gets it. And God, I wouldn't want to scare any other person that's pregnant. But it's just, it's to make them aware of the signs. Anxiety is a major sign first. That, you know, that you should become really, really aware with, and then start to talk to maybe your physician or, you know, someone that's looking after you in the hospital. But God, yeah, because I mean, for yourself anyway, it would change things, because now there is a lot more understanding about prenatal depression. And in my job and in my field, I would meet a lot of women, and I would never ever hide the fact that I suffered from it, and that, you know, I'm a normal person too, and so is everyone else. But yeah, it was horrible. It was the pits.
Do you think people, like you mentioned, like other family members who were pregnant at the time, do you think people could grasp what you were going through, Fiona? Because we've heard from a few callers today about dealing with health services, but what about just people in your own life when you're trying to explain how you're feeling? People make you feel a bit ungrateful, because you're supposed to be delighted when you're pregnant?
Oh my god, everyone would be like, you're so lucky you're pregnant, and it's great, and it's this. And I mean, I had one person in my life, and I kept on telling them, I can't do this. Like, I don't think I'll be able to cope for the 9 months. And no one understood. Like, I spoke with the other people that were, you know, expecting as well. They couldn't understand. They were like, oh, you're just having a day and day. People always have their day and days of babies. And I was like, this isn't a day and day. I was like, if this is a day and day, I don't mind tears. But, like, feeling that you're just stuck in this realm of anxiety, no one understands. No one. And, like, that's why, like, I went to the psychiatric services, because I was worried.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to do. I felt the safest way to protect my baby was to go to a psychiatric institution and stay there, which was, for me, incredibly hard, because I would have never thought that I would end up in that kind of situation. And I went in, and I couldn't deal with it there either. I was in with a different kind of set of people, and I was the only pregnant lady there. And then, you know, there was other patients with different problems as well, and I couldn't deal with it in there either. So it was like, I went in there to protect the baby that I had inside, and it was just making, it made things worse. And if you'd mention it maybe to, I remember a nurse at the time that I'd mentioned it to, and, you know, I wasn't eating properly. I couldn't think about anything else. And she had said to me, you know, that it's like a starving child in Africa. And I said, sorry, excuse me? And she says, well, you're not feeding your baby. And I was like, oh my God. She said, if you picture a baby on the floor starving, that's what you're doing. And I couldn't believe it. And that, for me, made things a zillion times worse.
Yeah, because you're feeling guilty already.
Yeah, you're feeling guilty already about not feeling happy. And then when someone starts bringing that up, I mean, you just can't eat. You just can't. I mean, and then when you do eat, it's just you're eating for your child, not that you're going to enjoy it. Like, I always assumed when I got pregnant, and it's such an assumption that, like, oh, yeah, deadly, you can eat what you want. Like, you know,
yeah,
you won't be putting on any weight. It's great. You're like, you know, it's all baby weight. And no, I just couldn't eat at all. Now, in my last trimester, which is funny because that's when it's usually more predominant, mine actually left me, and I found a great psychiatrist in Hollis Street who, by God, I would thank now with all my heart and soul, because if it wasn't for him, I nor my child would be here. And that's the God honest truth. But it was hell. But the earlier you get the attention, and the earlier you seek the attention, that's when things will start to change. Because I didn't seek that attention that I needed till I was way, way, way involved in, you know, kind of the more stressful side of it. The realm of just doom, as I used to call it. Like,
it really sounds like it, yeah. You've put it, like, Fiona, I can't thank you enough for bringing it up, because as you heard before you, we had so many callers, so many messages I still have to get through from people who have been through the same. So thank you for bringing it up with us.
No problem. And I'm so happy and so grateful. And I couldn't thank you enough for bringing this up on air. And, you know, for every person that you have, when you think about it, you might be saving a life today.
Aww.
So thank you so much.
Thanks, Fiona.
Thank
Lovely you. To speak to you on the show. Thanks for your time.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
That's Fiona, who sparked this conversation. As I said at the start, we changed her name. She had prenatal depression while pregnant. That was 6 years ago with her daughter. And as you've heard, she's not the only one. There are so many people. The whole aim of her email was to get people talking about this, to raise awareness, and she's done that. So well done, Fiona, and well done to everyone who has shared their story. As I said earlier, it's not easy to open up on the radio or on Facebook, or even to send a text sometimes can be very difficult. So well done. Postnatal Depression Ireland's number is 021-4922-083. I just want to read you out a few of the messages. I'm sorry if I don't get to yours. There is just so many. Jess says, so happy you guys are talking about antenatal depression. I really suffered so much when pregnant on my son 2 years ago. He was planned, but the depression, suicidal thoughts and feelings I experienced were so bad and had no one to talk to. One thing I would say is that I was so worried that I would get postnatal after I had the baby, as I was so bad while pregnant, but I didn't, thankfully. No one talks about this, and unfortunately when I went for help in the maternity hospital, a counsellor didn't really help and advised I read a book. So happy to hear of the other support available. Thank you for talking about it. Yes, Postnatal Depression Ireland, they have an antenatal or prenatal depression support group as well. You can contact them. I will continue to read out their number. It is 021-4922-083. Their website is pnd.ie. Stacey says, as well as depression, anxiety is frightening. Panic attacks, etc. You panic when you're pregnant. Is the baby okay? Am I healthy? Has anything I've done hurt the baby? I didn't feel her kick. Is she okay? Etc, etc, etc. I'm normally very anxious just about my own health. Then added the baby and their health is an added stress. I'm 25 weeks at the moment and I panic about everything. Well, Stacey, if you're feeling anxious, please head on to Postnatal Depression Ireland's website and seek some of the advice they have about antenatal depression. Sarah says, my sister had this with her third baby. She said it was the loneliest and saddest time of her life. She said the worst part was asking everyone about her pregnancy and having to having to act happy and excited, even though she was riddled with anxiety inside. With normal depression, no one can see it, but when you're pregnant, there's no hiding it. I'm always so conscious now when talking to a pregnant woman. It's not always the happy time that everyone thinks it is. Yes, and thank you for addressing that. Cam says, on my second pregnancy, I experienced the prenatal depression. It was very difficult on me and my partner. My first pregnancy was wonderful. I was happy, full of energy, couldn't wait for the arrival of the baby. Second time round was completely different. I wanted to stay in bed all day, had no pleasure of going out and meeting friends. I was just not myself. It was so hard on me and my partner, but what kept me going was that this will pass with the arrival of the baby. Yes, 2 days after having my daughter, I was feeling again like myself. Recently, my friend had the same problem while pregnant with her second baby, but she's now feeling great again. She welcomed her son last week. And great to hear that. And I think it was Rebecca who mentioned that with her two daughters, she had horrific pregnancies. The moment she gave birth, she said it passed and she didn't suffer postnatal depression, which is good to hear. Bernie is a doula and says, I'm delighted to hear this being discussed and more awareness is being raised. Support and awareness of the services available to women is vital. Having a baby is life-changing and being in your best possible emotional state is really important, and knowing where to turn to if you are not coping. PND.ie is Postnatal Depression Ireland's website. They offer support to women experiencing antenatal depression and prenatal depression. Their number is 021 4922083. Madge Fogarty is the lovely lady we spoke to earlier on. There is support out there. Please take it, was Madge's message. And thank you so much to everyone who got involved in today's discussion. There's nothing we're afraid to tackle on this show. Whenever we get in emails, myself and Rachel, there's nothing we're afraid to talk about because we know that you will come through and share your stories. So thank you so much for that today and well done.